stuff. So what do you think you can offer right away? A lot of guys are in your corner on this one, but what do you think you can offer right away if you're called up?
Special teams for sure. You know, I feel like I can go out there and play in a, you know what I'm saying, help out there. And cornerback as well, you know, just coming back from my first game. I don't know how many, you know, I don't know if I'll start or whatever in that corner, but coming back from my first game, I probably would feel more comfortable on special teams right now. So, yeah, that's my big focus right now. So,
do you have a gauge on how you're moving compared to the way you were moving before the injury? Have you been able to at least simulate game speed to get an idea of where you're at compared to where you were before you were?
I feel like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like just, I mean, you can even ask coaches, just running speed-wise, cutting and everything, it feels great. So I'm not, you know, limping or anything like that either. So it's good, real good.
Deep down, did you ever really think that you would get back to that point? I thought it was a bad injury.
Deep down, man, I just really didn't think about it. I just, you know, from the first day, I just started working hard and just praying and praying and praying. And, God is truly just unbelievable, man. I mean, I didn't really understand how bad my knee was. And then Doc, like, one day he set me down and he was just like, you know, he was just going from everything I did. And he was like, yeah, this normally takes, like, 7 months. This normally takes 8 months just by itself. So he was like, you did all of that. So I'm like, So then he was like, yeah, there's not a lot of people that come back from this. So he was just like, man, you are truly blessed. And just the way I came in every single day and just worked super hard. And so it feels good to finally be able to play again. So,
it was your ACL, your MCL, patellar, or the PCL?
I dislocated my
kneecap
and tore both meniscus.
That's like a full house, right?
Yeah. So, you know.
So ACL, MCL, dislocated kneecap. Did you blow out your PCL or patellar? I know both.
No.
Okay, yeah. Those were.
Mm-hmm. Those were good. So I mean, that's.
You'd have an artificial leg if you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but yeah, I mean, it's pretty much everything. Yeah. You know, so a lot of guys didn't know that. They just thought I just tore just one thing. So that's why it kind of took a little longer.
Sorry, both Devon and HaHa mentioned the amount of juice that you mm-hmm. bring and the energy that they get from you being back. Do you sense that as well? Do you have an idea of how these guys pick up
big
and
time,
feed
man.
Off you?
Big time. I mean, the whole time, you know, when I was trying to come back, you know, all the guys were for me. You know, they were like, you know, Meech, we need you, Meech, we need you. So that kind of kept me going, you know. And just they were always there for me too, you know. And just that's just the type of guy I am. I'm always, you know, up tempo, upbeat, you know. So and I think this team definitely, you know what I'm saying, need something like that right now. You know, they just need that extra little boost right now. So I think I can, you know, give them that for sure.
Such a cutthroat business. Are you in some ways surprised the team stuck with you, and how appreciative are you that they saw this through to this point? Because there might have been, like you said, a slim percentage that you'd be back.
Oh, big time, man. These guys did a great job, from the trainers, you know, from the coaches to, you know, Mike and, you know, all those guys. And truthfully, I don't really think about stuff like that, because, you know, thinking about stuff like that doesn't help me. You know, it just makes you think about stuff that just doesn't help me get to where I'm trying to be. So truthfully, I'm just trying to, you know, I just try to stay positive, you know, throughout the whole thing. And of course, I thought about it, but, you know, I just try to just keep going, you know, not really think about that type of stuff.
See this as a tryout for the rest of your NFL career here, the rest of the year?
I don't really see it as that. Like I said, I'm just out here working hard, man. And if, you know, you want to keep me, you're going to keep me. And if not, then nah, that's not my, you know, that's not my thing to, you know what I'm saying, to worry about. So.